Bear Country 95.3, it is 7:53. And right now, 50 degrees here in Greenfield. Mick's here from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing fine. Our topic this morning, earlier this hour, I was talking to some listeners about the names of their cars.
Huh.
Does your vehicle have a name? Have you named? I know you got a new ride right now.
I got a new ride. Have
you named it yet?
I have not. I'm not one of those that names their vehicles.
Because those people are out there. They name their vehicles. I'm still trying to figure out a good name for my truck or our car.
I find though that naming your vehicle really only makes sense if it's a really old one, like you have like a 50 Chevy or something, and then that, there's personality.
I hear that.
And then it deserves to have, you know, Betsy or something like that.
My favorite name so far this morning is the Bondo Buggy.
Bondo Buggy, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
you got a Bondo with your car, you know. It's a real Bondo moment.
Where are we going online, Mick?
Well, today we're going to go to a site that I've been going to for a really very, very long time since I started working with computers and websites were around, which is download.com.
Wow. Who was the lucky guy that got that?
Well,
that
it's been bought and sold a few times, I'm sure, over the years. It's currently owned by CNET. It's one of their, they've got a network of websites, and CNET being like a tech news organization. But they bought all these other properties, and one of them is download.com, and it's pretty incredible. They've got like millions of programs that you can download to your computer, you know, Windows, Mac, now lately the Android, and, you know, your phone, any kind of phone, iOS, but they have like antivirus and stuff that cleans up your computer. If you've got like, if you've installed a lot of programs and then uninstalled a lot of programs and they leave like what they call cruft. Line, you know, crumbs
cruft?
Of stuff. Yeah. That's an old term, cruft, with a K.
It's a new term for me. I haven't heard it before.
Yeah. It just means that after something has been installed and uninstalled, if it leaves anything behind, like little tiny files that are no longer needed, it's now just stuff that's sitting on your machine that
taking up space,
right? So they call that cruft. And zip stuff and browsers video editing software, audio editing software, you know, Photoshop-like stuff. So if you ever need to do anything on your computer and you don't have the program and you're like, I don't want to spend $300 to get this thing, you go look on download.com and they'll have a free version of it or a cheaper one, something.
An alternative,
yeah. And so
download.com.
Yeah, I just.
Wouldn't it be funny if at download.com they didn't have any downloads?
Yeah. Right, it was just, you send us stuff, and maybe we'll think about it.
Uploads only.
Upload.com.
Yeah.
Right. You never see it again.
Right.
The black hole of websites.
Download.com, our Montague Webworks website of the week, Mick at Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks, save 30% store. Remember, at the Bear Country website, a presence there. You can get gift certificates to use at Montague Webworks. You hand them over to Mick for the services of Montague Webworks, and what do you say the most popular service is over at Montague Webworks?
The most popular service is to set up a new website. They come, they say, you know, I need one. I can't believe I haven't done one. A good example is Busca's and Turner's, and I came to them 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. And he's like, yeah, you know, people come in, and I have this store, and people know me, and it's word of mouth, and I do advertising here and there.
Sure, big
and then,
name.
And then a year ago, he's like, you know what, I think I'm ready to do it, and 2 months later, he's like, I'm kicking myself for not having done this 2 years ago when you first came in, because new business is coming in and he can be found on the internet. And if you can't be found on the internet, then your business doesn't really exist.
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, think about what you do. If you're looking for something, you don't go to the Yellow Pages anymore. You go online, you do a Google search, and you go with the people that you find there. And so if the business, you know, that you really should have used isn't there, then you're not going with them because you don't even know they exist.
Mick from Montague Webworks on the 30% store. Link at the Bear Country website and information there too at bear953.com. It is 7:57.